So welcome back to another episode of Black Girl World Travel Little Podcast. I'm Shira.
I'm Manuela.
And today we're going to be talking about ending a job. So guys, most of you know that I have been working for the past year with a nonprofit that's been traveling around the country recording stories. So Manuela, how would you describe our job?
How would I describe our job? Do you want me, like, can I say, like, what it is?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because I'm ending my contract, so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, StoreCorps Mobile Tour Facilitator. We are just some gremlins going around the country, like, listening to people's stories all day.
Yeah.
And then in all of the small in-between details that make that happen, we are picking up the pieces of, like, logistics and driving and setting up recording spaces and making it work. And we're living with each other. And that's,
So it's been a whirlwind. So so our official title is Bilingual Mobile Tour Facilitator. The mobile tour goes to 10 cities a year. And we started in Las Vegas, which was not a great stop. And we're ending here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Missouri. So what have you learned in your year as a mobile tour facilitator?
Oh, I've learned a lot.
What's the biggest takeaway? Okay, biggest takeaway.
I think my biggest takeaway for me is that, like, I can do whatever I set my mind to, honestly. Yeah. I feel like I started this job so scared to do it, like, knowing that in theory I was qualified to do it, but just, like, oh my God, am I really going to be doing that? like, because it's so cool, but just something where you just, sometimes you can't see yourself actually doing it until it's already, like, here I am, I've done it. And I just remember, like, I feel like when I was, like, a teenager or something, I've always been interested in, like, people and their stories. And my dad was like, well, that's funny that you want to, like, do anthropology or whatever, because, like, you're just not, you're too shy. Like, you're not social enough to, like, do that and meet all those people. And so I do feel like I've grown a lot with my ability to, like, meet strangers and, like, talk to people and, like, collect all these stories. And so the biggest takeaway I've had is that I'm like, damn, like, I can just keep doing things.
Andres was wrong. Hello.
What about you? What is your biggest thing you've learned this year?
My biggest takeaway is to do the work. And what I mean by that is to go to the root. And what I mean by that is just, because I took this job at a time where my life was what I would call stagnant. I was traveling. I'm a travel writer. I was house sitting, which was really fun. I had a job. I've always had a job. But I really didn't see a career path in the, like, 9-to-5 job that I had. Travel writing was great. But the travel industry was really decimated by COVID in a lot of ways. And so I felt like my life was stagnant. I found this job just honestly on Google. And I thought, oh, it'd be great to do it for a year. It's sort of like a filler time. And then throughout this year, I've learned that you shouldn't just do something just because, just to fill the time. Or just to fill the time. Not that I regret doing a job, but I think that if I was in 2022 again when I applied for the job, I probably wouldn't have done it. I would have just done the work of healing myself, figuring out what I really wanted to do in my career, and just trying to, like, heal emotional wounds, childhood trauma. Because I feel like this job has really exposed a lot of my wounds in a lot of ways in the booth, because we hear so many different stories. Mm-hmm. And it can also be healing too, because if you see somebody or hear somebody in the booth going through the exact same thing that you're going through, it can be like, okay, damn, I'm not alone in this. Especially me being, like, a more closed off person, I think I'm, like, hard to get through sometimes. And so what I realized with this job, no regrets in taking it, but that, like, I have to do the work and to really just heal emotional wounds and childhood trauma.
It's interesting to hear you say that, like, if you were to time travel back to 2022, you wouldn't have taken it.
Yeah. Like, well, and it's not because I regret it, but because I feel like I learned that through this job, if I don't do the work, my life will just be fucked up, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I don't regret taking the job is because I'm a different person. I'm a, like, a better person, and I realize that I have to do the work now. Mm-hmm. But I also realize, like, if I was 26 again, because I'm 27 now, I would have just, like, done such a big difference. I would have just done the work, but I didn't know what I know now. Like, hindsight is always 20/20. Like, mm-hmm. I can say that now. Like, oh, just do the work. But at 26, I couldn't do the work. So I took the job, and I was like, oh, this will be fun. I'll pay for my travel, blah, 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 blah. But nothing is always what it seems. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's different, too. Like, we were in different places in our lives, too,
sure.
Like, when we took it. And, like, I think for me, it's such a big, like, well, I don't want to call it, like, my first real job. But I'm like, this is, like, to start out, like, my professional career, like, really solidly in this. It makes me feel like, oh my gosh, like, I can do anything after this. Like, and I'm so happy that I, like, did something that scared me to, like, learn so much and, like, get into, I don't know, just, like, get into work that is really, like, centered on stories and, like, be meeting all these people. And so, but, like, that's from a professional standpoint of, like, this is, like, my first, like, stepping stone, and it's a huge stepping stone to take. But you are, like, well-established and, like, you have your own business, and, like, I can see that it, you know, it's maybe more of, like, a sideways challenge than it is, like, a straight up the steps kind of challenge.
Yeah, no, I definitely
side
felt...
Sorry.
No worries. I love that, the fact that we're at such different stages in our life. I feel like that's why we complement each other so well, because, like you said, this was, like, your first real professional job. I had worked in several professional jobs, and I quit them all. And so we both had... my listeners know. We both had, like, very unique perspectives. And I, like, empathize with you, because this is a very difficult job. So for this to be your first professional experience, I'm like, this is not how it's supposed to go in some areas. Or, like, this is really cool. This wouldn't happen in any other job. But, yeah, I think already having professional experience definitely made me more confident to, like, speak up when things, when I felt like things were wrong, mm-hmm. or to, like, know that, oh, this is not right, and, like, I'm not gonna be, like, gaslit out of, like, my feelings or, like, what I, like, my boundaries and, like, what I require from a job. But, yeah, I feel like, back to the point, I think we worked well together because we were at different stages of our professional career. I felt like we, like, sort of complimented each other so well. I felt like you were more understanding about some things. And then, like, things that I really didn't care about, you would be like, it's like certain things.
Like, that's
as a Leo,
to me.
As a Leo, like, Leos are, so I love Leos. You're born on, like, my favorite day of the year besides mm-hmm. my birthday. And Leos are, like, super loyal, super calm, super chill, but, like, it's specific things that'll, like, get you.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I don't
the
understand.
Principle.
Yeah, like... you're like, you will go off about specific things, whereas, like, I'm always going off, like, what is this? I'm a Gemini. Oh. So I think we just, like, complimented each other so well, mm-hmm. and I'm glad that it was you who I did this experience with.
I know, we had our full year. Actually, I wanted to ask you, what was your first impression of me?
I was like, oh, she's so nice. I see. Okay, so I walked in. You were already in the room, the training room. And you were like, hi, I'm Manuela. I'm also on the, like, the mobile tour. And I was like, because I'm from the city. Like, I'm a very nice person, but I also, like, be looking at people like. Oh.
You walked in there with such a professional aura.
Yes.
I was like, oh, my God, I'm working with an adult woman.
Yes, like I come off. In professional settings, I feel like I can come off, like, terse. Maybe not, cold is not the right word, but maybe just, like, it's an air, like, I'm about my business, like. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, she's so nice. And I felt bad. I was like, I probably was looking at this girl like crazy. But then, like, we started talking immediately. We got breakfast, lunch, mm-hmm. and I was just like, oh, she's so nice. I think this is going to be fun. Because a unique experience about this job is that you live with your coworkers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she seems cool. And then when we started living together, shit just, like, clicked so well. Like,
yeah. We had fun. We would watch our little shows in the living
room. Love is Blind. I might be on that show one day.
You better be.
Yeah, I just felt like you being placed into my life and you being, like, the person that I went on this journey with was just perfect. Because I'm like a really particular, I feel like you're like, you're more like go with the flow. You'll just like figure it out. I'm like, no, like it's just not right. Like I have to be around certain types of people for me to feel comfortable. And yeah, God placed me with a Leo who is like with the shits and like, you're just very like clean. You're considerate. And we just like click on like basic things. Mm-hmm. So like that was, it was perfect. It was like really good. Let's talk about some difficulties of the job. Mm-hmm. So living with your coworkers.
Wow.
how was that for you? Or how has it been for you?
It's been different. I feel like, also before I answer this, sorry if I'm not looking at you, my eyes with the slats. You know, no worries. I gotta look down for my headaches.
Yeah.
It's been different. I feel like, well, I have lived with roommates for most of my adult life, and I love living with roommates. It's so fun. We've been through crazy shit together, like COVID or things like that. But this was the first time that I felt like I needed to live with people who, you know, you've got to really collaborate and work together as a team throughout the whole day, too. It's not like, oh, come home, like, whatever, we're having a fight. Like, see you tomorrow, girly. Like, it's like, no, like, we, you know, like, we had to be intentional the entire time. That's, like, I think that that is really unique to kind of, like, obviously, like, we hang out, we relax, we're at home, but, like, I never felt fully off the clock in some ways. And, like, I'm like, I need to, like, try to be my best self or at least communicate clearly if I'm not, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And the stakes are a little more, like, my workplace isn't going to feel good if I don't show up as, like, my best or most communicative self. That being said, though, I did have, like, a ton of fun living with you and, like, getting to kind of, I feel like we really started clicking like when we did our 3-day drive to San Antonio. I was like, we're in the car, we're crazy. But no, but more difficulties. I don't know. I think living with a colleague works. I wish we'd had like slightly more space in some of the houses. Like if we had our own bathrooms, that would have been really nice. Yeah. Living with a manager is something that I don't know if I would want to do again because I just feel like that's like, I feel like it's unfair on both ends for, like, adding to that, like, workplace dynamic. Like, how are you supposed to, I don't know, like, how is a manager supposed to, like, be able to be at ease, like, in the house when they feel like they might have this, like, power, this, like, slight managerial power dynamic over you? And, like, I don't know. I feel like, would I live with coworkers again? No. Do I feel like I've learned a little bit more about doing it? Like, yes. But I'm curious to hear from your perspective because, you know, you didn't really have many roommates before. Like, how was living with coworkers for you? Like, what do you see as some of, like, the biggest difficulties from this past year?
Sure. So I never really had roommates. I had I'm a middle child, so I grew up with siblings. I had roommates, I think, the first 2 years of college, and then I was like an RA after, and then I lived on my own in Spain, and then also when I was working in Philly, I lived by myself. So I've always, for the majority of my adult life, I never lived with people. And so going into agreeing to like live with strangers, would not recommend, 10 out of 10. But living with you is just so like easy for me. Like, it was just, we just clicked on certain things. I feel like I'm like an obsessive clean freak when it comes to certain stuff. You're more like chill, relax, but you keep spaces like clean, like the communal space is clean. I think that's like the Leo in you, because Leos are so social that they like care about like the setting and the space. I think for me, I definitely would never in my life live with coworkers ever again. I think that, like, living with your manager is an absolute no-no. That's why we've, like, complained about it. I cannot live below a certain level of hygiene. And I just will not do it.
Well, that's fair. You're an adult woman.
Yeah, like, I just don't play. And like, I feel like this job really tested that, because we had issues where, like, people weren't cleaning up after themselves, or I just felt like communal spaces were like not being tended to like as they should have been, or as I felt like they should have been. And so that created like a lot of difficulties. I think I had less problems living with, no, I had more. No, I'm not even, I was going to say, I think I had less problems like than living with our managers. I definitely, it's just like professionally inappropriate. And that's why we just like had to like really make that complaint that like, this is not okay.
Yeah. Because like we made it work, but I feel like it's the principle where it's like, I feel like a lot of conflicts or tensions would happen because of that like system that had been set in place. Yeah. And so it's like not anyone's fault in particular. It's just like that's
it just an shouldn't have been
layer of like conflict resolution expectations being added.
Yeah. I just feel like it shouldn't have ever been like that from the beginning. And then mobile the department that we work for, it sort of like absorbs your life. So and what I mean by that is like you never get a break. And I feel like that's where like I just like lost my patience a lot of the times because, you know, after work, normally you just like go home or you close your computer and like you just live your life. Mm-hmm. But once we are done work, like we drive home together and like we're still in each other's face. And like sometimes we share bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And so it just for me, I just need like those boundaries where it's like I don't want to see my coworkers after a certain point. Like I just I don't I'm good. I'm totally good.
Continue.
I think if facils can live together, it's like fun, it's like whatever, but I just think it's just like a very awkward position to like throw yourself into, like living with strangers. And like what if you don't like them or yeah, seriously. Like, what if your hygiene habits are super different, and it's like some people are like not used to living with others or like being in community. I feel like I learned the difference because like I'm definitely not used to living with others, but like I know how to live in community. I'm very considerate, and so all of that just to say, like, 10 out of 10, never live with your coworkers, don't live with your managers, and all will be well.
I think it says a lot that potentially the hardest part of the job is the part that's off the clock. Like,
yeah.
That's not even paid time. Like, that we're...
This is one of the things that, like, Manuela says that's so on point. Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth.
Like, I'm really excited to have a job where, like, the job is no longer my life. Yeah. And, like, excited to kind of have a little more separation between, like, when I'm coming home or, like, the life that I lead is not part of like the job circumstance. But I think it says a lot that like if one of the most difficult things that we've navigated is like just cohabitating with like coworkers and like trying to make conflict, you know, trying to resolve conflict either with like the dynamics or with certain like standards in the housing. It's like hilarious to me that like all of that like is impacting like your body and your energy like full-time outside of work hours. Like I feel like when there were roaches in Albuquerque, I was relieved to go to work and be at work all day because then I wouldn't have to have that stress of like being like there's gonna be a roach like
I'm when laughing, I came but home this is so like, true. Yeah.
You know, like
Albuquerque
was a breaking point. I was like really close to quitting. We're not like actually, but like Naomi and I were like we should just quit, like why am I even doing this. I was just exhausted, I feel like. But then it got better and I'm glad that I stuck with it the whole year. But definitely like I think it's hard when already like at work it can be really challenging some days, or like you're holding a lot of different people's emotions and like stories and like traumas. Sometimes you're holding space for all of that and you're like making it comfortable for them and like trying to, you're just like being like an emotional warrior, and then you come home and you have to still be an emotional warrior sometimes, and it's like, oh man, like that takes a lot.
I feel like this job definitely like took a lot out of me emotionally. I would say my breaking point was Marfa, Texas, and like just the nasty housing. And I was like,
it was nasty.
It was just like nasty. I was like, y'all think I'm coming back? Baby.
I want to ask you about that. I feel like you had a lot of moments where you were like, I might not come back. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. And I'm so curious about like what kept you here?
That's an awesome question. So first of all, it's hard. Like, I know I could get another job. I'm a Jamaican. Like, we work 3-4 jobs. But it's hard to, like, put yourself out there and back into, like, the labor force. And so I'm just really pragmatic in that I'm not going to quit a job unless I have something else lined up. That was number one. Number two, I think, which is even more big, was that, like, I made a commitment. I signed a contract, even though we are at will employees, so I'm going to finish. And so I think I had this, like, internal pushing to be, like, be a woman of your word. Be a woman of your word. But what I also learned from this job was that before you're a woman of your word to anybody else, you have to be a woman of your word to yourself. And that's why I fought so... I don't even think I fought hard. I was just like, I just like had to assert my boundaries. Like, this will not happen again. Mm-hmm. And if it does, I'm an at-will employee and I can leave at any point. And so things just like got better. So I think that's a great lesson that the job taught me too, is that you have to be careful about what you sign up for and like what you agree to. Because once I signed that contract, I was like, okay, I'm doing this no matter what. Even though there were definitely times where I was like, I'm not coming back. But I said to myself, I'm going to finish it. I am not a quitter. And I think that the reason why I stayed was honestly the real reason is to stroke my ego. Like, I'm not a quitter. So I'm going to stay so long as like these boundaries that I have are like enforced and like are being met. And I will say that things did get better, but we had to like put our foot down and be like, this is not acceptable. We will not have, I will have housing that is livable and fit for an adult. And then things got better. It was like,
We got through that tough stretch there.
Yeah. And I feel like sometimes with our emotions, or me with my emotions, I get so mad about something or so riled up about something. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, when I calm down, I'm like, oh, it's cool.
But I do feel like, I mean, we're very different people.
Yes.
And I feel like I've learned a lot from you. Where like, I've like been around a lot of people and a lot of women in particular who like are strong women, but are always like apologizing for themselves or like unsure about whether or not what they're asking for is like valid. And I feel like you are so confident and like have this integrity to like know what you need and say that out front, and like just like respect that, like respect yourself enough to know that like if I say this and I ask for it, like we're gonna do something about it or we're not, but like I'm putting it out there.
For sure.
And that's my right to put it out there. And I feel like that was not something I had, not a personality that I have spent like much time in proximity to until this year. And so I feel like I feel a lot more confident and like I don't know, I feel like I've learned more like to allow myself to like ask or like allow myself to be like, this isn't right. Yeah. And I don't have to be whispering about it. I can be like, no. Yeah. Like I don't know, I feel like you, I mean obviously we're all learning and growing, but I feel like you have like throughout your life, it seems like developed such a strong sense of like how to advocate for yourself. And I'm like excited to see where that keeps taking you.
Oh, thank you. I feel like that comes from just like years of being silent. Mm-hmm. And when you become a woman, which we both are, there gets to a point where you just have to say, okay, me not advocating for myself and me holding this in is like negatively impacting me. Mm-hmm. So I'm a very outspoken person, but that comes from like years of being silenced. And this goes back to like emotional wounds and childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. So now that I am a woman, and I'm also a very logical person, I feel like everything I've ever asked for in this job has been very like logical. It's not like extreme. It's not.
You point
like,
to the receipts.
Yes. It's like, look, I have the receipts. Yeah. I'm not asking for the red carpet to be pulled out. I'm just like, this is what it is. But I think after years of being silenced, I'm just excited to find my voice. And I feel like I'm still finding my voice. I'm enjoying like getting to know this like new person, because I feel like I've always been this way deep down inside. But now I get to really act on it, and I get to just really come into like the person that I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like what I learned from you is just to be observant, because you're a Leo, but you're, so Cancers are known to have good comebacks, but I feel like
my moon, actually. Yeah. I'm a Cancer moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Your comebacks are crazy. Like, you don't say a lot, but when you say some shit, it's like, yo, this lady is crazy. And so I feel like with you, I've just learned to like be more observant and, word things. You have a good way with words, I feel like. Because I feel like me, I'm just raw. That's one thing I've also had to learn in this job is like, I have intentionally tried to not be super direct, because I'm also like, I'm from Philly. We say what we mean, what we say. We say what like the first thing that comes to our mouths, but you know, sometimes that's not probably the best approach. And, you know, people can be offended by what you say. So I feel like the way you word things sometimes and, like, how you, like, beautifully maneuver a situation, whereas, like, I would just say it direct. I'm like, oh, yeah. You make me think about my choice of words before I state it. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Shara. I'm curious.
Yes, ma'am.
What, I mean, obviously this year, it's been very challenging, but yes. I'd like to think there's also a lot of, like, really special moments in it, too. What is, like, one memory do you feel like from this past year that you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life?
That's a hard question. So many memories. The first thing that comes to mind was when my friend Jess came to visit, we went indoor skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing. I felt like, oh, my God, going to the San Antonio drive-through zoo.
Oh, my God.
That zebra almost took off my fingers. Texas is
just pecking on the window, the ostrich. Like, do you?
Oh my God, we have so many like, just like, fun memories. I'm trying to think about what else. Our sugar parents that we just met.
Oh, that was a night to remember.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes. I'm going to remember them for the rest of our lives, and just going to a dairy farm in Wisconsin, like so many like random things that I would never have done at any other point in my life. The biggest memory I'm trying to think, like, what's the best, biggest?
And if there's not one single one, that's totally fine too, because it is kind of hard to, this experience has so many vivid different memories that it's like, oh my gosh.
Okay. I think it's not one memory, it's a feeling, and that feeling is just of like opening your heart. I feel like I have met the kindest people ever doing this job. Like, people who have been through the worst, most traumatic things and who still have such an open, loving heart is something that I'm going to, like, carry with me throughout my life and definitely seek to, like, emulate. Because when I feel like with me, I don't, maybe I, like, do hold grudges and I'm, like, I'm very, like, justice-oriented. So I'm, like, no, this is wrong or no, this is right. Where I've learned to, like, live more in a gray area in this job and just to open my heart and just... Yeah, the kindness I'm going to take away from the participants. How about you? Do you have a memory or a feeling you're going
to
take away?
I like the way that you've changed it to feeling a little better. Yeah. I feel like maybe that's easier. Oh my gosh, this year is just like a whirlwind of things.
Yeah,
I do feel like I have learned so much from so many different types of people. And like, I think something I'm going to carry with me is just... I know it's the cliche that it's like, oh, like, everyone has a story. Every story matters.
Yes.
That's the StoryCorps tagline, every story matters. But I really do feel like I've come to, like, embody that understanding in a new way where, like, the fact that, like, there can just be, you show up to work and random people just come into the booth in every random butt-ass location we've been in the country, like, and they will just say, they'll have had, like, a life experience or a story to share that is just, like, really... really thoughtful and like really something that make that like sticks with you and makes you like think and like keep taking it with you. And I feel like I have like a new understanding of how every single person like has a story to share and like has like a life experience and like a connection to be made with you if you like, as you said, open yourself to that connection. And so I think especially like taking that forward and like, you know, I'm going to move back to New York City. Like, I'm going to just, like, be... I love being around people. I think that, like, having that... having gotten to experience the way that everyone's lives are so, like, vibrant and, like, hearing all those stories and now getting to be surrounded by people in a different context, I think I'm going to have a lot more, like, gratitude and appreciation for just, like, being around, like, that much life and humanity. But, yeah, it's crazy. Like, you hear all kinds of things. Like, one quote that really sticks in my mind is there is this old woman in Taos who was, like... She said that life begins at 70. That's when it really starts to taste good. I've loved learning from old people. Like, I really have. And I don't know. Like, old people, young people, like, life has so much to surprise you with at, like, any age. That's what our sugar parents were saying to you. But, like...
Honestly...
We keep saying sugar parents. Should we clarify?
Okay. They are a couple we met in...
Two nights ago
at a bar. And... They love us.
Shara smiled at them and they came right over and I thought she knew them from work. Nope. They were just strangers.
Yep. And we just like hit it off and we talked about love and life and they gave so much advice. Yeah. I definitely have an appreciation for like the sages and the older folks and like their wisdom. Mm-hmm. And really, I think I've always feared getting old, but like through this job, definitely, I've learned that like it's such a beautiful thing.
It's a gift.
It's, yeah, it's a gift. It's never too late to find love within yourself or within someone else. And yeah, I'm going away with just a like deeper appreciation. I think the best thing that this job has done for me is that I'm ready to like do the work internally to heal myself. So I guess I can say thank you to the mobile tour for that.
On your healing journey, like, yes. What do you hope the next year brings to like bring you closer on that journey? Like what does that look like for you taking that next step?
Taking the next step for me looks like getting back into traditional talk therapy. I think I want to go to a psychotherapist, someone who's highly trained in talk therapy. My coping mechanism to trauma has been like to intellectualize things. Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to talk to someone about these traumas like on a higher level. I think over the next year, I want to work with my psychotherapist to be safe enough to confront / address face to face my biological family. So yeah, I am so nervous about this process. I recently spoke to my biological mom for like the first time in a very long time via email, and it was great.
Really? I didn't know that. When did you send that?
I did that one of the nights we went out.
Oh my God. You came home and you said.
Yes. One of the nights I went out, I was just like, you know what? This is not working for me. And going back to like the like holding stuff in and like how I feel like I don't need to do that anymore. Like as an adult, I just sent her a very direct email. And I was just like, you know what? This is like no longer my burden to carry. I don't need to be like mad about stuff anymore. I'm just kind of going to say what I have to say. And she responded so nicely. I kind of like, I gave a little attitude. And she was just like, you're right. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I know my mom as a certain way, but she's also changed since, you know, the last time we spoke. So I was like, oh. She was like, yeah, I'm in therapy. I was like,
wow.
Okay, girl. and then I addressed another one of my family members, biological family members. So I'm excited to, well, I'm not really excited. I'm actually very nervous. That's why I'm going back into therapy to maybe address them face to face. I don't know if it'll happen within the next year. It just depends on like if I feel safe or not to do that. But yeah, I feel so much better and like lighter now.
I think there's so much power. You said earlier that you like that I like choose my words carefully, but I think there's a lot of power in being direct too.
And oh,
like
for sure.
That, I feel like that's so impressive that you were, that you reached out to her, and that like I'm really happy that the response was not bad. like that it was a response that gives you like enough hope to like want to undertake something scary.
Yeah, I feel like, and I feel like what I've learned too, my faith in God has gotten stronger since doing this job. I'm like always so grateful to God and thank you, God, and thank you, God. And walking in fear is not God-like. And I think that I've had so much internalized fear, whatever, especially with like when it comes to like addressing my biological family and like the reasons why I've cut them off, that like I don't have to live like that anymore. I'm like, that is not God-like. I can say what I want to say and just move on and let it go. And that's what I did. Like, once I said what I had to say, I just let it go. And I feel like, honestly, 50 pounds lighter. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to, like, seeing where the talk therapy journey takes me, because I was in therapy for a very long time. And I thought, like, okay, I'm good. I can, like, you know, live my life. But therapy and healing is a lifelong journey. You know, it never stops. And at first I was, like, daunted about it, like, why do I have to do this? I've been in therapy so long. Like, why do I, like, you know, more wounds to unpack. But you just have to. My participants yesterday told me that generational shame is sacred work. And family secrets and shame affects every single member of the family, whether they realize it or not. And I was like, this is, like, an example of what happens in a booth mirrors your life. And I'm like, that's so true. Because if you never address the family trauma, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your children. If you ever decide to have them, your relationships, both romantic and non-romantic. And I just want a better life. And I'm choosing a better life, and I'm going to act on that. Mm-hmm. So that's the next year. Travel writing, focusing on my business. We'll see. Getting back into travel on my way, my time.
Yeah.
And just, like, absolutely just living my best life.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I think it does say a lot. Yeah. Well, I'll respond first. I think it does say a lot that, like, for all the things that were so difficult about this job, like, and we say this a ton, it's like the participants make it so worth it. Like, everyone that we've met and learned from, the over 200 conversations that we've both recorded, like, with people, like, every single one of those people, like, leaves us with something that we can, like, learn from and take with us. Whether I explicitly remember what they said or not, it's the imprint is on my psyche.
That's the best part about the job, by the way, like, the participants and, like, the stories that you meet and hear. It's just, it's phenomenal. It does something to you, and it I think it, like, changes your brain.
It's a once in a lifetime gift.
It is.
I wouldn't trade for anything, even though this was a very hard year.
It was a very hard year, but that's, like, life. It's, like, fucked up and beautiful at the same time. You got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
How about you?
My hope for the next year, I'm really excited to move to New York.
Yes.
I've got my new job coming up. I'm excited to have a job that is not my entire life.
Yes.
Mostly I'm excited to just kind of, like, make a home for myself a little more and, like, nest a bit and explore familiarity instead of exploring, like, strangeness, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like, I've found strangely familiar things in so many new contexts and people and strangers, and now I'm hoping to find the unexpected and, like, the people that I love a lot. In a city that is still new to me, though. But, like, so I guess that's still strange.
But you have a community there.
I have a huge community there now, yeah. So I think that that'll be fun.
That's beautiful.
Lean into that.
Lean into community. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm also moving back home, so, well.
Yeah, well, hopefully you get a place.
I'm moving back to Philly. Philly's my home for a little while before I, you know, settle, and we'll see what happens. But I want to say thank you for doing this recording with me. It's been a great year. It's been a bad year. It's been a hell of a year, most of all. And thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Shira, for being my partner in all of this, honestly. Like, I know some of the times people ask us, like, are you two dating? It's like, no, we're not. But, like, you've been, like, a true, like, a partner throughout the whole year. And so I'm glad it was with you that we crawled through it.
Yeah. I'm glad it was with you, too.
Thank you.